Okay, so today is December 15th, 2010, and the lesson we're going to do is lesson number 340 called Simpler Thighs. So begin lying on your back as you usually do, and start to, in a way, take the inventory of yourself, noticing how you're lying on your back today. I can shut this one. How you notice your shoulder blades, each shoulder blade resting on the floor. And then noticing your spine in between your shoulder blades. Yeah, is that better? And then traveling all the way down to notice how your pelvis is resting on the floor. And then noticing how your legs are lying on the floor. And as you're noticing your legs lying on the floor, and we did this in last week's lesson, is really observing, paying attention to each hip joint and how each leg comes out of each hip joint lying on the floor. And so noticing the area from the hip joint down to the knee, and then from the knee down to the ankle and the foot. So kind of break things apart a little bit right now. You just notice if there's any difference between the two sides. And if one, like for example, if one leg feels shorter, ask yourself the question, is it the space from the knee to the ankle that it feels shorter? Or is it the place from the knee up to the pelvis? And that'll tell you a lot of information. And then taking a moment to, I'm going to bring back into your awareness today. We did this in the workshop, the imagery workshop, this idea of creating like a stick figure inside of yourself. And I would encourage you to pick a color, and colors are good, and draw a stick figure. So at the top of your stick figure is going to be your head. So it's just a round circle, really simple. And then your neck starts to go down all the way down to the tailbone. And then the legs would come out somewhere a little bit above, right, the tailbone to each side. And then your arms would connect up where the shoulder area is. So I usually draw a line. Horizontal line to go across, and then the arms down for where the shoulders are, and then the arms. And just noticing in your stick figure any areas that are hard for you to maybe draw, or they're not so clear, they're like fuzzy areas, the color maybe gets dull there. So just become aware of that. It's really, again, useful information. And so then throughout today's lesson is to have that stick figure in the back of your mind, so to speak. Just kind of, it's there, the presence of it is there. And we'll just add in one more component for the legs is that with the lines being drawn is, I don't know if you want to use like maybe circles, little circles that could be filled in or something, where the knee joints are, so that you make a distinction in your stick figure where the knee joints are. So that's how I would do it. You don't have to do it my way, but I would put little filler in circles right where the knees are. Okay, so you're going to continue to line your back, and you're going to bring both arms straight out to your side, and the palms are up. There you go. And we're going to come back to this throughout the lesson. So this is kind of going to be a consistent place for your arms. So Tomoko, straight out. Yeah, so they're lined up with your shoulders. So that way, like with the stick figure, right, it eliminates the arms being down, and now your arms are just lined up with that line across where the shoulders are. And then bend both knees and bring both feet to standing. That's it. And now you're going to begin to do a movement with your right leg of starting to bring your right knee, I'm going to say, slightly in towards your chest so you can lift your right leg up towards the ceiling. And then you're going to lower it back down. So you can lift the leg all the way towards the ceiling, but first feel the movement of the knee comes first towards the chest, the foot lifts, and then it goes all the way up. And it doesn't have to fully straighten. You just a comfortable straight and then lower back down. Yeah, and just do that a few times. That's it, Tina. Good. Good. And then pause with your right leg. And now we're going to do the same thing with the left leg. So again, first is the knee coming in, and then the lower leg lifts towards the ceiling as if to straighten, and then you lower that part and place the foot back down. And already, just notice, is there a difference between the two sides? And is the difference from the hip joint to the knee or from the knee to the foot? Remember, that's why I asked you to notice that in the beginning. And in your little stick figure, to draw circles or something where your knees are. So kind of break the leg kind of apart today. Not apart, but down. Yeah, good. Good. Okay, and then just pause with your legs standing. And so even in this standing position, pull into the foreground your stick figure. And again, seeing how the lines of your stick figure, how they, the legs are bent, right? And where they bend with the knees, and then how the lines come back down to the floor for the feet. And again, just really becoming aware if there's any difference between the two legs. And again, keeping this stick figure in the back of your mind, we're going to begin to do the next movement of starting to, in a way, you're going to straighten your right leg, but it'll be on the floor. So you're going to keep both legs bent. And if this is too hard on the mat, you guys might need to move, slide yourselves off the mat. But think of flexing your right foot. So that means you pull the toes away, away from the floor. So you're just on your heel. And now start to lengthen the right heel away from you. But as much as possible, I really want it to be sliding. So again, if the mat is making your foot stick, scoot to the carpet. You know, you can just scoot over or down or whatever you need to do. I think the carpet's easier to slide that heel down. So you, that's it. So you slide it down to become a straight leg, and then that's it, Tina. And then you come back up to the starting position. And as you're doing this movement, notice what happens in the area between the hip joint to the thigh to the knee, and then from the knee to the foot. And remember, your arms are straight out to the sides with the palms up. And then you can also take a moment to notice how you're breathing. that's it. So as you do the movement a couple more times, notice on the return, is it the hip joint or the knee that activates first, or can you feel that they pretty much happen simultaneously? And then there's the ankle there too. Stay with just the right foot. Yeah. There you go. So notice the timing. That's it. Okay, let that go and rest. And already just notice if there's anything different about that right leg compared to the left. So like in the workshop, right, Tomoko, in the ski workshop, when I talked about how the hip, knee, and ankle all need to, they're all moving simultaneously, they're all slightly bending the same degree. It's the same kind of thing, but you're on your back. And then go ahead and bend your knees again. And this time, we're going to begin with the left leg doing the same motion. So you keep the right foot stabilized now, and that's right, you flex the left foot so that you're just on the left heel. And so you start to slide the left foot away from you to become long. And you're paying attention to the left ankle, knee, and hip joint. And then you notice the return as well. So do these three places, move and bend, at the same time, or do you bend first in the hip joint and then the foot, or first the ankle? So just some thought to ask yourself these questions. And then just also noticing how smooth is the movement. Did the other leg, the right leg, feel smoother, or does this left leg smoother? So how is the quality of the movement? Good. Okay. And let that go, and once again, lengthen your legs. And again, just notice now how you're lying there. Pull up your stick figure again, and notice these relationships. So specifically, where each leg starts in the hip joint, down to the knee, and down to the foot, have the lines changed? Okay, and bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now this time we're going to start with just the movement of lifting the right foot. So you just pivot on the heel. That's it. And go slow. Because what I want you to feel is the moment that you lift your ankle like that, right? Feel what happens in the knee. Feel how the right knee almost comes towards you a little bit. Feel that? Good. So now I'm going to have you exaggerate that a little bit by first lifting the right foot so you're on the heel, and then go ahead and bring the right knee a little bit towards your chest, and then you're going to reverse it. So you come down, landing first on the heel and then lowering the foot. Hit the heel, that's it. Touch the foot. Then lift the foot. Bring the knee towards the chest, and then return it. Good. And now, see if you can slowly transition into, there's a split moment where you're going to, you have them go together for a moment. So it's like as you're lifting the foot, there's a moment in time when you're lifting the foot, you feel the knee come to your chest. So that's when you bring the knee to your chest. Like they're not two separate movements, right? So you look for that moment when the flexion in the foot is occurring and the knee wants to pull up, you just keep it going. That's it. A little sooner. So you go back down, keeping the foot flexed. So, no, so once you touch, so feel right, so feel the moment you start to lift, this starts to move, and now keep it going. Don't wait. You see, because then it's two separate movements. So I want you to, and now keep it that way till you touch the heel, and now lower the foot. So feel right there, like that. So it's almost like as soon as you do this, the knee starts to come up. So you're organizing the flexion of the foot with the knee. There you go. Good. Okay. And pause, lengthen your legs and rest. Okay, and bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now we're going to start with the left foot, the same idea. So first, just bend the left foot to flex. And just first feel that relationship with the left knee. That all of a sudden, the left knee moves a little bit towards your chest. And once you have felt that a couple times, then you can flex the foot and start to encourage, then the knee comes to the chest and you lift the whole leg. That's it. So you're looking for that special moment in flexing the foot when all of a sudden when the knee comes towards you, you bring the knee up into your chest. So the foot stays flexed as the knee is coming up. That's it. And then when you lower the leg, you touch the heel first and then lower the foot. And take a moment to notice how you're breathing as you do the movement a few more times. Thinking about maybe which leg, again, has felt clear. Is there a lag in one foot or one leg? Good. Okay, rest your legs. Maybe think about that while you're resting, is that, especially I know some of you in here have had injuries in your legs. So was there a lag in the relationship from the hip to the knee or from the knee to the foot? Which leg? You know, these are just these important distinctions that as you notice them, it allows the change to start to occur. And I'm sure it's things that when we're moving in our daily life don't show up to notice. So bend both your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And now let's go back to the right leg, the previous movement where you pivoted the right foot, flex it, so you're just on the heel, right? And then you're going to slide that right heel away from you to fully lengthen the leg. And then you're going to slide it back up. So you keep the foot flexed the whole time. That's it. So you just never let the toes touch now. So the foot's flexed the whole time, and you draw the heel up. The knee bends, the hip joint bends. But no, Julie, you just keep it on the floor. Yeah, so just the sliding away. So now it's straight, and then as you pull it up, the knee bends right there. Yeah, right? Just notice how this movement is now. Great. And then the next time you're in standing, you can rest that right foot. And just even notice with the feet standing now, the leg standing, how's that right leg feel as a standing leg? Is it lighter? Is it easier to just stand there now? Okay, so now we're going to flex the left foot, the same thing. So you're just on the left heel, and so then you slide the left heel away from you till your leg is fully straight, and then you keep that foot flexed. And think of drawing your heel up towards the buttocks. I mean, there's so many ways you can think of this movement. But for right now, think of drawing the heel up. You pull the heel up. That's it. And then you push the heel away from you. And then you can shift your attention to paying attention to your knee. So it could be about the knee bending. So you feel the knee bends, and then you feel how the knee starts to straighten as the heel slides away from you. And then go back to thinking of the movement more about the heel. Good. And then stand both the feet again. And just again, check in and notice, how does it feel standing that left leg now? Are the two legs becoming more similar? And then go ahead and lengthen them. Rest. And while resting, again, notice how the legs are lying on the floor. Okay, so this time we're going to bend both knees again, bring them to standing. And you're going to place your right ankle now on your left knee. So it means your right knee flares out to the side. That's it. And take a moment to really position. You might want to scoot in your left foot a little bit towards the center, just a little bit, because you're going to really think of standing on your left foot. Okay? So in this position now, you're going to think and begin to press your left foot into the floor so that you can just begin to lift your pelvis and then lower it. And so then kind of the trick here is, right, that you're using just the one leg now to organize the lifting of the pelvis. And you don't want that right side to tip over to the right. So can you really think of pressing the right heel down? The more you think of the right heel pressing to create the lift, that's it, Julie, and then lower. So it's not a big lift. You don't have to lift way high up in the air. What happens if you lift too high? Well, I shouldn't say too high. But when you go beyond about 2 inches, you'll use your back. And we want to organize the pelvis and the legs. So more, Dave. So you clear the pelvis, but I don't want you to roll to this side. You want to lift the whole, lift the whole pelvis up in the air. Push that heel down. I know, push that whole foot down. Lift it all the way up. So you clear, nope, both sides. You got to lift the whole pelvis. There. The entire butt lifts off the ground. But I don't want you to go beyond like 2 inches, because then you'll start to use your back in a way that's cheating. So again, think you press the left foot and the entire butt lifts. Were you waiting for it to get hard, Tina? You were thinking, this lesson's too easy after the first one you came to. There you go. Good. Now, the next time that you lift the pelvis, and maybe even try 2 to 3 inches, okay, really clear the floor. Stay there. Hold it up there. And if you feel the right side drifting off, find a way that you can push, think pushing down more, that you organize the pelvis to lift and hold it. Excellent. And lower it down. Take your right foot down, lengthen your legs and rest. And let's bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And now we're going to return to the earlier movement with the right foot, to pivot the right foot so you flex it. You're just on that right heel. And go back to straightening the right leg and then bringing it back up. You never touch the toes down. You keep it all about the heel. So think you're drawing up the heel. And just notice if that's clearer or smoother from the earlier movement. You have a clearer idea of how the bending is happening in the ankle, knee, and hip joint. Good. Really nice. Okay. And straighten your legs and rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. Bend your knees again. Feet up to standing. This time you're going to place your left ankle on your right knee. So let that left knee just open up. Right? So no work with that side. So really think of your right foot, your right heel, because you're going to really press the right heel down into the floor to lift the entire pelvis. Right? But not too high, because then you're going to use your back. It's cheating. So you just lift it enough that you're away from the floor and that you want to feel that that left side doesn't drift off. And what's interesting, huh?
Toes down or toes through?
No, your foot's flat. You do not want to flex your foot. God, let's not make it any harder than it is. And just notice if there's a difference between one side and the other. This is going to tell you a lot. If one leg is easier to lift the whole pelvis. It's a big difference for you, Dave.
Yeah.
Huge difference. Can you feel that? So go slow and just really notice, can one leg really press down? And this is really, as Tomoko knows, all about the glutes and the hamstrings and deep in the pelvis. That's it. That's it, Tina. And just really, your mind needs to be into that right foot, that right heel. And just, it really presses down to lift the pelvis. That's too high, Julie. I want you smaller, because then you start using your back. Okay, let that go. Bring your feet to standing. There you go. And now let's go to the movement of flexing just the left foot. So now you're just on the left heel, right? And keeping that foot flexed, you start to lengthen the left leg so it's straight, and then you're going to drag the heel back up so it's bent. So you keep that left foot flexed. That's it, Tina. So for all of you, just feel how much clearer it is. The moment that you start to drag the heel, the knee bends, the hip joint is bending. There's just a smoothness and a clarity. That's it. Good. Okay. And then let that go and straighten your legs and rest. Okay, so go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And now with just the right leg, you're going to bring the right knee a little bit into the chest. Just let the right foot hang. That's it. Okay, so it's comfortable. There you go. So really make sure the right lower leg is hanging. Tina, can you let the leg hang more? Keep the knee up, but just let the lower leg hang more. No, not left leg. Right leg. Okay, so it's interesting. Okay, is that tight for you?
No, in this way?
No, lower leg. Remember how I had you draw your skeleton? So the lower leg is from the knee to the foot. There. Okay, do you see what you were doing before? Hold it up. Feel. Okay, so everybody knew what she was doing. So lift your lower leg and kind of hold it flexed and lift it up the lower leg. There. Not that high, but feel how much work that is. Now drop the lower leg. Hang. Now lift it again. And then hang. Okay. So that's the hanging position. Now, with it hanging, though, you are going to start to lift the lower leg. Think of lift the right foot up towards the ceiling. And then let it drop back down. It's not drop. I shouldn't have used that word. You take me too literal, Dave. Slowly let it come back down. So nothing changes about where the hip joint and the knee is. So in some ways, I'm going to say I don't want you to bring the knee closer or further away. I want your knee a little bit closer than the hip joint. Yeah, right there. But then you just lift the lower leg up, and then you lower the lower leg back down. And you don't need to flex your foot, so your toes can be relaxed right now. There you go. And then lift and lower. But remember, nothing changes about the knee and the hip joint. This is why in your little stick figure, I had you draw little circles with the knees or created some kind of nice. That's it. And notice your breathing. It's a very interesting movement because often this is one that the breathing gets held. Just notice that. That's it. Now, actually, let's come down and just take a break standing. So let's have you stand them for a minute. So see if you can keep in the back of your mind your stick figure as we go into the next movement. Okay, so let's bring that right leg up to the same position. So your knee, you bring a little bit more up to your chest than the hip, but not too close. Okay, so this time, yeah, and let the lower leg, there we go, hang. And now as you're going to lift the foot, though, you're going to do the flexion. So you're going to flex the toes first and think of driving the heel towards the ceiling. And again, nothing changes with the upper leg at all. And then you drive the heel towards the ceiling to straighten the leg, and then you lower it back down. Yeah, notice the heel's actually getting closer to your butt now. When it comes down, yeah. That's it. So drive the heel up. You flex the foot. And see if Tomoko can even straighten it more. So like if you, there you go. So it's like almost like if you were going to stand on the ceiling. See, it's so interesting, isn't it, that you know, from 90% of us, we're going to have still some bentness in the knee, which tells you that when you're upstanding, you do so much in the hip joint and the pelvis to be able to stand with your legs straight. That's it, Tina. So it's like you're going to push into the ceiling. So just see if you can do that. So maybe your knee comes a little bit away, Julie, a little bit less close to your chest. There, see if that's a better place. And now you're not allowed to bring the knee forward. This is so good for you. Okay, here's where I want you. So keep this part of the leg right over your hip joint. Don't bring it this far in. Keep it right here, and you're not allowed to move that upper part of your leg. And now straighten, and then lower. Uh-huh, there you go. I know this is a subtle but profound lesson. That's it. You feel the difference? Instead of just hanging out in the hip joint? Yeah, I'm going to hold you too. So I want you right here. So you cannot change. That's it. The upper. There you go. And then. There. Better. Uh-huh. Good. Okay. Let that go and rest. Go ahead and straighten your legs and rest. Just notice again how that right leg and right hip is feeling. Okay, and let's have you bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and then we'll start with the left leg. So the first movement we did was just to bring the left knee into the chest, right? Yeah, right? And so with the foot hanging, you're going to just start to straighten the lower leg and then let it come down. Yeah, just lift, but no flexing of the foot. So just get familiar with lifting the lower leg. That's it. And you guys are doing a much better job keeping your knee lined up right over the hip joint. So that means the knee doesn't pull closer to your chest as the foot folds down, right? So it takes a certain control that has to happen. There you go. Really nice. And again, always checking and noticing your breathing, that you're not holding your breath. Good. Okay, and pause in standing for a minute, so we'll just have your feet standing. So yeah, this lesson's really profound because it's these really subtle movements that we don't really notice in our daily life that are really important, and how our hips and knees and ankles are moving in relationship to one another. Okay, bring that left leg up again, right? So it's the knees kind of hovering up right over the chest. And then this time, you're going to flex that left ankle. So think of driving the left lower leg up to the ceiling, because the heel drives up like you were going to stand on the ceiling, and then it folds back down. But nothing changes between the knee and the hip joint. So you really prevent that knee coming closer into your chest or away. No swinging, because then it becomes about the hip joint and not about the lower leg. That's it. And feeling, can you completely straighten the back side of this left leg? That's it, Dave. That's it, Tina. And what is it like to have your attention on this left heel? And feel how when it comes back down, the heel's getting closer and closer to your buttocks. So when it hangs down, it really hangs in the knee joint now. Yeah. That's it, Tomoko. All of you are able to now straighten. Good. Maybe just do it a couple more times. And if you're noticing a big difference between one side and another, you know, just asking yourself why. Is it just familiarity? Where's the ease? Okay, and let it go and rest on your back. So go ahead and lengthen your legs and just really rest your legs. Rest your back. Okay, so bending your knees, bring your feet to standing again. And so we're going to start from the standing position. Okay, so we're going to start by with the right foot. You're going to flex the right foot. You're just on the heel. And from there, you're going to begin the movement of first the knee comes slightly over your hip and then lengthening the heel all the way to the ceiling and then letting it come back down. And then place just the heel back down, keeping the foot flexed. And then the foot starts to lift, the knee comes a little bit towards right over the hip joint, and then you push that heel up so the leg straightens, and then you let it come back down without the knee coming into your chest, and the heel goes down. So see, when the knee is inefficient, you do everything in the hip joint. Batter, there you go. That's it, Tina. There you go. And straighten, push that heel up, and then lower it, and then come down and touch. Good. Okay, let's change to the left leg. So once you're in the standing position, you're going to pivot your left foot. So the left heel is all that's touching, and then you start to feel the knee comes towards the chest right over the hip joint, and then you lengthen that lower leg up to the ceiling and then lower it. That's it. Push that heel up, and then you bring it back down, and then you touch all the way, just the heel down to the floor. Excellent. Good. Okay, and let's pause and rest again for a moment. Straighten your legs and rest. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time, let's just have you think the movement out first and then go into it. So this time, you're going to do both legs at the same time. I know. So we'll flex the feet so you're on both heels, and then feel both knees come up parallel to the hips and drive the heels to the ceiling, and then let them come back down. And then the heels touch. That's it. That's it, Tina. That's it, Tomoko. Good. And then fold back down. And then the heels come down and touch. And again, make sure that you're breathing. Excellent. Dave, see if you can have your legs a little closer. I want your knees right over the hip joints, not flared out. Beautiful. Are you feeling more like each other? Okay, one more time and then we'll rest. And it's always interesting to see, do the legs change or improve when you do them together or separate? Go ahead and straighten and rest. And really for each person that's different, so that's why there's all these variations. Some people will get the change with both legs moving together. Other people it's when one leg moves separately than the other, so. Okay, so one last time, let's bend your knees and bring your feet to standing, your arms out to the side. And let's just go back to the right leg. Right foot, we'll start by pivoting the right foot and sliding the heel away from you to lengthen that right leg. And then feeling how you draw the heel back up. And having in mind your stick figure, noticing the bendings and the ankle, the knee, and the hip, and just really noticing the quality, how fluid the movement has become now, that the ankle relates to your knee, to your hip joint, and both the straightening and the bending. That's it. Now, the next few movements, without the foot flexed, just experience the foot being standing, and then as it goes into the flexion, that's the moment you drive the heel away from you. So it's not a separate movement. So you feel it happen simultaneously. That's it. And then the foot is flat. And the moment that those toes come up, you drive the heel away from you. Nice. Good. And pause again in standing. Just notice the two legs. And now let's do the same thing on the left side. So again, just go into, as you start to go into the flexion of the foot, you drive the heel of the left leg away from you to straighten, and then you bring it back up. And it's like, as soon as the heel comes to that perfect place for standing, the foot flattens. You just feel it. At this point, you don't have to think about it anymore. It just, that's it. There's a natural ease and flow in the bending, the foldings, and then the straightenings. Beautiful. Good. Okay. And then let that go and go ahead and lengthen your legs, lower your arms by your sides, and just rest. And just notice how you're lying on the floor now. So I know often people think, oh, well, this lesson or any lesson is just about the hips and the legs and the feet, but really so much more is involved. So look for change through your shoulders, up your spine, to your head. And then draw your attention back to your stick figure and just notice what your stick figure is like. And if there were any areas that were like kind of vague or unclear, fuzzy, are those areas clearer? And then when I asked you to measure, you know, to kind of have a measurement of, let's say, the right hip to the right knee, and then the right knee to the right foot, and then the left hip to the left knee, and the left knee to the left foot, how are those measurements now? So do the legs seem to be about the same length now? Did certain things let go, maybe tightnesses, holdings, that now things feel pretty much the same on both sides, similar, the same lengths. And then also noticing how the backside of your legs are resting on the floor, how much more of the entire leg, the calf area and the back of the hamstring, really touches, so that there's just a very small area behind the knees and right under the ankles that you don't touch now. Okay, so taking your time, maybe wiggle your toes a little bit, roll your legs a little bit, and then bring yourself to a side to come up to sitting and then standing. And then we'll really check in to notice how it feels standing now on these legs.